he asked for his number. So I sent the number to him at 10:57 a.m. He acknowledged that, received with thanks. And then that was the last time I spoke to him. I was there when I received a call later on from my office. But I think gentleman had come to the office and dropped a process. He had identified himself as the minister of the office. He had removed a process. I believe it was still in an envelope. Had dropped it on the table and had indicated that he was a bailiff and was there to do service. My front desk people recognized my name on it and told him that I wasn't in the office. And so they needed to inquire whether they can sign. Because when you receive a process, you have to sign for it. So whether they can sign for me or whether I was around and I wanted to sign myself. And so you should please wait. This gentleman then says that, that's the ability, says that he had to talk to his boss to find out whether what the next step should be, whether he should wait, whether he should come, whatever it is, so as to give us some clarity, give my people some clarity before he would they could proceed to maybe sign or whatever. He then got to the door and says he's making a phone call and that he'll be back. And he disappeared. So nobody has even signed for the process to indicate that, we have signed of either myself or on my behalf. And then I hear in the media that this gentleman had gone to the court to go and say that I had given express instructions that that particular process, nobody should receive a process in respect of that particular case, because we did a search, and that was what he had recorded. Unfortunately for him, he didn't know that the entire office facility has a CCTV system that has a voice recording capacity. So we had him on CCTV with a recording, and I released it yesterday. Please listen to the interaction and ask yourself whether what he went to tell the court was even a quarter of the truth. But as it is, the court's opinion is that once he had left it on our table, that constituted service. And so it proceeded. We have no qualms with that because that is the decision of the court. Hello?
Yes, Nick, we can hear you.
Because that is the decision of the court and it must be respected. And the court has gone ahead to give a ruling on the injunction. When you take an injunction to court, it can either be granted or what? Or rejected. And so once the court has ruled, at least the substantive case still remains. And so we are waiting for the court to deal with the substantive matter. And then we'll proceed.
So what you're in essence saying is you don't have a problem with the decision of the Supreme Court in respect of
not
the injunction application?
Not at all. Okay. The court has made a decision. If either if you disagree, you appeal it, that is by way of a review, or you accept it as it is. You disagree with it, but you respect it.
Do you intend
that
to...
That is the position.
Is it the case that you disagree with the position of the court?
We disagree with the ruling, but we respect the ruling.
Do you have intentions of seeking for a review?
No, not at all.
So you are going to accept it?
We want a substantive matter to be heard.
Okay, to the extent of you not having intentions of further review to the matter, I mean, we can leave it there. But
yes,
there have been other issues that have come out of this matter. And the concern, one of such concerns is the timing of the hearing of this matter, where parallels are being drawn between this matter and that of Richard Delasky on one hand and the Attorney General and also the Speaker of Parliament on the other hand.
So this is my position. The Attorney General on Monday made it clear that he had applied to the Chief Justice for an expedited hearing of the matter. We are not parties to that case. Other than that, we would have put it to a test. We would also have applied for an expedited hearing of those matters. So it is now up to the lawyers of the parties in those cases to also apply for an expedited hearing of the matter. Because, for example, in the Mandamus case that we have filed for an abridgment of time from the original date of April 15th And we have been granted. So we are going to court on the 8th of April for the mandamus application, that is to compel the president to accept the bill from parliament on the LGBT Act.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So if the attorney general has graciously revealed that this was how he got the expedited hearing, the onus is on the other parties in the other case to also apply to my lady for an expedited hearing of that matter. And I don't think that my lady will refuse that.
So,